authorities
and develop a system to keep you informed
in the event of an emergency.
If this had been an actual emergency,
you would have been instructed where to tune in your area for
news and official information.
This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Good hello, listeners. We're back. We're still It's All in Your Head FM. Dr. Oslo Norway here. Sorry for that interruption. Welcome back to the final hour of It's All in Your Head FM, now under new management.
Islam.
You're listening to It's All in Your Head FM. We're all Mohammeds now.
Islam. Islam.
God is perfect. 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 God is perfect.
Islam.
God is perfect.
Islam.
God is perfect.
Islam. The five pillars were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad in the Arabian desert 600 years after the birth of Christ and recorded in the Quran. Now, a fifth of the world's human beings are Muslim.
God is perfect.
Islam literally means surrender, to lie down in peace before the will of Allah, the one God. But the intent of Islam is to create justice in this world, to unify the temporal and the spiritual.
I was isolated really for almost 800 years. In the desert you have either day or night, you have cold or hot. You don't have these shades. Even the music is only one string. And that has kind of polarized the way of thinking. It's either black or white. It's either you're with me or against me.
Allah is powerful and great.
There is no doubt Muslims believe that God does want human beings to surrender to His will.
God is perfect. So we can say Islam is perfect because God is perfect.
And therefore, those who have not surrendered themselves to God's will are seen as opponents, if you will, to God.
If anybody said anything different than the Quran have to win because it's the Quran is the word of God Almighty.
In Christianity, in Judaism, their creed or their aqidah doesn't make the clearest sense.
Whenever the word Jew appeared in Quran, I always thought they are the people who have been cursed by God.
These guys had the message and they faltered. You've got the message now, don't falter with it.
I start hating the Jews.
All Muslims are haunted by texts. The greatest text of all being Quran, then the other text is Hadith, which is all written. Then we have the Sharia, then we have the fiqh. And we have an attitude towards that text. It is a very controlled attitude. We call it tafsir, we call it exegesis, we call it commentary, and the fuqaha, the religious scholars, have the right to actually comment on it. We also are very keen on certainty. Now, not many Muslims can handle uncertainty, doubt, and even questioning whether God even exists. Now, one of the great Islamic scholars, Al-Ghazali, did ask that question back in the time of the height of Islamic civilization. And I agree with Garda. Somewhere or other, we've got fossilized. We've got to think about epistemology, the way we know things, how we know things. We've got to think about even engaging with philosophy. We've actually sidelined philosophy for theology. And we need to rethink those things in terms of identity in the modern world. Now, we must be careful, 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 careful.
Every single fundamentalist movement that I've studied in Judaism, Christianity is in Islam, is convinced that modern secular society is the enemy of religion and wants to wipe it out. So they feel that they're fighting, and Maududi certainly felt was that Muslims were fighting with their backs to the wall against a hideously powerful force. And that they must exert all their efforts to counter this great threat to religion.
Is this a case, as with other great religions, where you can find a justification for your tactics of the moment?
I'm sure. Like in all other religions, not only in religions, any book can be misinterpreted, misread. There is a verse in the Quran, religion in the sight of God is Islam. Some have seen this verse to mean that if you are not a follower of Prophet Muhammad, then you are an enemy of God.
Quran do talk about self-defense and your right to use violence or aggression. These things have been twisted.
You get politics involved, you get cultural baggage involved, and you try to interpret things that actually are very clear.
Even like Osama bin Laden, likewise.
People that call themselves Muslims and practice terrorism
can easily misinterpret a verse like this.
The Quran actually not telling me to hate the Jews. It was the teachers who was telling me to hate the Jews.
We've got people misinterpreting left and right and giving a sense of, you know, well, this is the way it's supposed to be. And you've got people that are just, you know, kind of being pulled along with that. And it's completely unfair. It's completely un-Islamic.
All fundamentalism in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam is becoming more extreme right now. And we're almost getting what I would call post-fundamentalist groups, people who believe they're going beyond the fundamentalism that erupted so strongly during the 1970s into a new, more desperate phase. And I think something like this is happening here.
I would rather we have an Islamic government. Just basically, Islam is a way to organize life. I believe in any country which practices Islamic teachings as God had sent it down to us, we wouldn't have any problems with it.
Have you seen the man who denies Islam?
It's almost as like a sort of nihilism here. As though fundamentalism is moving into what we call an antinomian phase.
We are still victimized by a certain kind of culture based on the charisma.
You become martyr.
The savior.
Martyrdom is what you want.
The redeemer.
Do the effort.
The one-man show.
Lead your intention.
The one party.
Go forward, never look backward.
The one opinion.
Make sure you have nothing left behind you to think about or to cry for.
the charisma.
And fight the Impala.
Killing Fidel. You infect my world with your presence.
The savior, the redeemer, the one-man show, the one party, the one opinion.
Antinomian phase. It means that you ignore all law and sort of trample on all values. If you are killing and massacring thousands of innocent people, you've lost all sense of law. And in various moments of history, when people are feeling extremely desperate, this religious extremism, and there are various examples of this in the past, can tip over into a complete nihilism where all law, even your sacred religious law, is something that you trample on in your desire to get to a new phase.
Al-Qaeda is trying to do two things. They're trying to issue a wake-up call to Muslims saying, look, your entire religion and the Ummah, the Islamic community, is under threat, and therefore it's your duty as a Muslim to rise up and resist this. And they're also trying to strike a blow of revenge.
On my orders.
Revenge.
On my orders, the United States military has begun strikes.
Oh God, deliver us, America, from evil.
Great Muslim, love thy neighbor nonsense. You know, if you read the Quran, really read the Quran, and if you learn about what's going on in Saudi Arabia, about this one and his, it is, they have to wipe out everybody unless you become one of them. So if that happens, if there's another nuclear bomb, we're going to bomb Mecca, we're going to bomb the most religious places. This is a holy war.
They live in the shadow of God, in the paradise of Eden. The strangers, Canada, USA, France, Britain, have ceased to focus on the unknown, the mysterious, because they do not believe in God. Europe stopped believing in God, so why should I speak in our language? I will speak in their terms. I have land and the paradise of Eden. My land is occupied, and I'm trying to liberate it.
Asking my Saudi friends, what do these people want?
Now, this is how you know you're dealing with a true fundamentalist, because fundamentalists always believe that whenever they impose their sacred rules, their sacred texts, and it doesn't go as planned, never blame the rules. You always blame that the rules were not imposed strictly enough. You know, this is what they have in common with the Taliban. It's like somebody's ankles are showing, that's the problem.
What would Jesus do? Would Jesus think that torture is cool?
They have this vision that they propagated true Islam in its purest form. So anything they encountered that differed from that vision was regarded as objectionable.
What has puzzled you most about God? What has puzzled you most about God?
answer. That's it.
Well, I've always been puzzled about them because, well, I mean, airplanes have been flying pretty high and they haven't come across them.
And the Lord saw the tower which the children of men built, and he was displeased, saying to himself,
"This thing is not good."
One of the most impossible and memorable images of that day were people leaping out of the windows, being forced out by the fire behind them, driving them, herding them out the windows, and to see that image of two people, co-workers, strangers, I had no idea, but that not knowing made it all the more poignant for reaching out for somebody's hand to take your last step, that you would end your life in the hands of a stranger, plummeting thousands of feet to your death.
To me, the idea of standing on a ledge of the 80th floor of a high rise and look at a woman or a friend and hold hands and say, "We are going to like fly down and die together now holding hands," it's something that is so beyond my courage. You know how many times I have actually visualized myself in that situation since that happened.
I think that the power of that image is it doesn't give an answer.
And I can't even imagine how to do that.
It takes us in two opposing directions.
I mean, I'm sure that there is so many religious people asking themselves questions. Did they hear a voice? Did they hear a calling? Did they see a beautiful garden with rivers and lakes down there? Was their pain so much that some device that we don't know about, that we have inside ourselves, some spiritual device, just triggered on, and all of a sudden it was heaven?
This thing is not good.
On the one hand, we are all alone at the end. Life is fleeting. There's no one to help us when we face the abyss. And there wasn't. No one came for them.
Already before they jumped, and they were just jumping into something beautiful.
And on the other hand, they reached for each other.
Because I tell you, I could not do it. Something special must have been going on. Because a lot of them jumped.
They said that in that moment when they're facing the absolute ultimate, there are other human beings to reach out, to be there, to help them, to help us. There are other human beings. There are other human beings. There are other human beings to reach out, to be there, to help them, to help us.
Well, you feel closer to God when you're indoors or out of doors.
The brain is shaking inside the skull.
Universal Media Network.
It's All in Your Head FM.
As the plus, in the plus, or as God, you will see only the good you desire. As the minus, or as a human being, you will see the evil. And in most cases, favor your attention towards the evil.
Kind of conflict is very often projected onto the other.
God is perfect. God is perfect. God is perfect. God is perfect.
Let us have faith. Let us have faith. Let us have faith.
No microphone problems in Jesus' name.
Let us have faith that right. Faith makes right might.
Not quite so bright.
Let us have faith that right faith makes might right.
Well nigh perfect, but a little firmer in this faith you're expressing, maybe, please.
Let us have right faith that makes faith right might. Right might makes faith might.
Shall we try once more?
Right. Let us have faith that faith makes might right.
I like that practically it with one last thought. There was a note of pleading in that last seemingly.
Right.
And make it more a positive statement of your belief.
Take five.
Let us have faith that makes might right might.
Up a little more, just a little more firmness.
Let us have faith that right faith makes might mighty right.
And just a little quieter expression of your faith, not quite, you don't need to project it.
Let us have right faith that makes us have right might that makes might right.
That was very good. I don't mean to wear you out. I'd like to take one more go around.
Let us have faith that faith might make might right might that might make might right.
Once more, please, with the thought that you're completely confident of your trust in divine providence and you're very firm in your faith at the end. Shall we try once more?
Right. Let us have faith that makes faith mighty. Right faith that makes us have right might that makes faith. Right faith. Right to the end.
Just the last faith, it broke apart a little.
That's right.
More flow right there.
Right. Let us have faith that right faith makes might mighty mighty right. Faith makes us right. And in that might, in that right, have faith. Let us have.
One last time, the whole section five, so you'll get a momentum up.
Right.
And give me a finale that is a little more conscious of being a finale, in other words, not projected, but a little fervor in this faith you're expressing. Maybe try it one last time.
Is there anything? Let us have faith that mighty faith makes us mighty right. And in that right faith, let us have mighty might. That faith makes mighty right might.
Perfect.
But what about a brain attack?
Yeah.
might make right.
Slow down.
Christians did this way back at the time of the Crusades, when we were fighting a brutal holy war in the Middle East against Muslims.
Slow down.
Something which in no way could be justified by the peaceful gospel of Jesus Christ.
Enough, 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 enough. This is changing too fast for me.
We were, in a sense, at war with our Christian selves, but we then said it's Islam that is the violent, intolerant faith, that we must fight it to the death, and that it's the enemy. So there's a projection going on there.
I can't keep up. I can't keep up. I can't keep up.
And similarly, much of the classical Western phobia about Jews was similarly based on worry, buried anxiety about Christian behavior, Christian beliefs.
You just can't drag people into the 21st century by the scruff of the neck. You can't do that. Slow down, slow down, slow down, slow down.
And I think you've quite right, there's something of that sort going on here, that people, especially in developing countries, were torn, as I say, between East and West, tend to project all that hatred onto an enemy that they can define and feel and categorize as absolutely evil, and therefore out of the cast of any form of human consideration.
This is the Universal Media Network.
This is the weatherman, and believe it or not, we're all Muhammad now. We're all Muhammad now. We're all Muhammad now. I don't even know what that means, because it's all in your head, FM.
One of the most popular radio voices from nowhere.
Our hiking event has been run in
just how holy is the Holy Land? Just how holy is the Holy Land?
God is perfect.
Well, I was trained to use a belt bomb.
Just how holy is the Holy Land?
I was trained to use a belt bomb.
God is perfect.
Which is basically God a belt with explosives. They used a connecting button that they put on my right hip for me to push. I was to do this only when I could see a lot of people gathered together in a crowd and I had managed to get into it.
They're told in religious language, you know, and enter with peace and tranquility because you're one step away from going to paradise, that you're about to carry out God's mission. And so there are reports of suicide bombers observed just before they hit the switch with a big smile on their face. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard reports of that sort. And one can imagine that if you really, really submit to the ideology, that you may well convince yourself that you're about to take the trip of your life.
It was only then I was to push the button and explode myself. To be a martyr, all you need is strength of will and character and to have strong faith. When I made the decision to take this belt and use it and explode myself, I was already prepared. I had to know where the target was, and I needed someone to take me to the target because I'm a girl. I decided to target a pizza restaurant, but I can't remember the name of the place.
I may not always appear, but God
decided to go and blow myself up in the evening hours when people are going back home from work and there would be a big crowd of people around the target area.
Women and children, especially at that time of the day.
I don't target women and children in particular. I don't target any particular group or person. I just do what is needed. They didn't care about killing our women and children.
Other women your age are raising children today.
Raising children and having a family is a kind of jihad, because this strengthens society, and raising children in a good way is an important thing.
If you could today, would you go into that crowd and blow yourself up?
The way I see it is that the Jews weren't merciful with my nation. I don't have anything against Israeli children, but I know there is a possibility that an Israeli child could grow up and one day come to kill my son or my neighbor's son. Therefore, I feel he should be dead now. I feel he should be dead now.
Rather because...
That's because they believe that they're not going to die. Anybody who really believed that they were going to die, I don't think would do that. I think you have to have a strong belief in these phantasmagorias called afterlives, whether it's you're going to be surrounded by 70 virgins, or whether you're going to go to Valhalla or the Happy Hunting Ground or Avalon or Purgatory or Hades or any of the land of the dead, any of these extraordinary myths that have arisen in every single culture in the world to try to ameliorate the terrifying terror of death.
Just how holy is the Holy Land?
So that your idea of God was what?
No God has so often down here.
Your sister?
We'll have a reunion.
Let us have faith.
Our loved ones and friends will be gathered up.
Let us have faith.
Your mom?
Some faces are missed.
Dad?
They have gone on to hell.
Let us have faith.
A good friend?
They will be there with Jesus till the trumpet shall sound.
Let us have faith.
Your child? Now think of their terrible fate if they die without Christ.
Suicide bomber can look forward to this luxurious, wonderful life of sexual ecstasy, surrounded by brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins and nephews, all of which he knows that because of his actions, they're guaranteed to make it to paradise. So you have a replication, if you will, of the Arab family, the extended family in paradise. And then when you hear them describe the kind of world they're going to be in, rivers flowing of non-alcoholic wine or milk and honey and fruit juice and water and so forth, you begin to realize that what they're describing is the idea of what paradise would be for a desert or nomadic people.
As the Minus, or as a human being, you will see the evil, and in most cases favor your attention towards the evil.
Civilization is perpetually threatened with disintegration. Instinctual passions are stronger than reason. Civilization has to use its utmost efforts in order to set limits to man's aggressive instincts. Think of the excess of brutality, cruelty, and mendacity which is now allowed to spread itself over the civilized world. Over the civilized world. Over the civilized world.
A video of his beheading was put out on the internet.
No doubt you've seen the subtle attempts by the media to link conservative Christians with Muslim radicals. Unlike Muslim fundamentalists, we will continue to use the means and methods that freedom affords. Freedom that rests upon the foundation of Christianity.
Thank you, Tony.
To live a Jewish life. To live a Jewish life.
Catholicism is...
life.
Catholicism is as Catholicism does.
A Jewish life.
Judaism is as Judaism does. Judaism is as Judaism does.
They came from far away, hopeless in their hearts, and Israel.
And by God. By God.
Jacob and his sons, Eli and his family, to Israel.
Shaped by an insulated religious Jewish environment, I was brought up in the experience that Judaism was the truth, that this is the true way and the right way. And that way was vouchsafed to Jews exclusively.
They cannot coexist with us. They cannot coexist with us.
And the Arab justification, the Islamic justification, is that the Quran has said that any land to which the Quran spread is inalienable. It's Dar al-Islam. That therefore means that we are in a permanent religious quarrel. It's our absolute against their absolute.
You feel it in your head.
If you are in a religious quarrel, you cannot compromise.
You feel it in your head.
Do what is upright and good in God's eyes so that he will be good to you. You will then come and occupy the good land that God promised your fathers. As God promised, he will repulse all of your enemies.
Whether I'm right,
there is no devil.
Or whether I'm wrong,
there is no heaven.
Whether I find a place in this world or never belong,
there is no hell, there is no God.
I gotta be me.
It's all in your head, FM.
The Universal Media Network catches everything.
They won't give up their salvation by blood. And I think a religion who drinks blood every day, the priests, is a religion for cannibals. And so I really think we ought to listen what Jesus said before they killed him and not believe that the crucifixion is the thing we are saved by, because they are addicted to a bloody, cruel death. By this dress, death, they are redeemed, they believe. And I say that is pagan pre-Christian atrocity story of sacrifices of first born son turned into Christian good news.
All right,
I can't stand that anymore.
So why is it that important to draw these differences as opposed to building bridges of commonality?
Because Jesus said, nobody comes unto the Father but by me. In other words, if eternity is real, if heaven and hell are real, then these issues are eternal matters. And I'm just not willing. I mean, we're in a culture now where the only heresy is to believe in heresy. I believe there are many things that Muslims, Jews, Christians, Moonies, anybody can unite on, ethics and such. But when it comes to truth, when it comes to eternity, Jesus Christ alone is the anchor of our soul, is the one who lets us into heaven, the one who brings us into heaven by his shed blood. And so this is eternally important. I'm not necessarily so focused on temporal events and temporal fights that I would neglect the fact that we're going to be dead a whole lot longer than we're going to be alive.
Some people don't believe in God and some people do. And I don't know, it doesn't seem like there could be a God.
Now, so long as we're going to insist that we have a religious right to the land of Israel, then even Jimmy Carter will tell us that that isn't what his Southern Baptist teaching has taught him. The Jews have a religious right to the land of Israel, provided they turn Christian.
It's All in Your Head FM, just a stone's throw from infidelity.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Our resulting humility sets us free to ponder God's will without any obligation to toe a dictated line. Quote, let there be no compulsion in religion, states a voice in chapter 2 of the Quran. Quote, unto you your religion, unto me my religion, echoes another voice in chapter 109. And in between there is this, quote, if God had pleased, he would have made you all one people, but he has done otherwise. Ain't that the truth?
But then would that mean you would be proselytizing Jews? But in general, Christians don't do that so much.
I'll go even farther, Miss Deborah, if you would. If you use the word proselytize, I proselytize Baptists. I mean, I'm a Baptist. I happen to be one. But being a Baptist doesn't make you a Christian. God will not ask me any of those questions. He will ask me, what did I do with the God-man, Christ Jesus, and his offer of salvation? That's it.
Why is it so difficult?
It's a very prickly issue because, you know, every faith group says our path is right.
Why is it so difficult?
Here's the standard. Catholicism is as Catholicism does. Judaism is as Judaism does. And Judaism is as Catholicism does. Catholicism is as Islam does. And Islam is as Judaism does. And by God, Catholicism does. Well, what it's doing right now, as Catholicism does, as Islam does, as Judaism does. And by God, well, Judaism is as Islam does right now, as Catholicism does.
Why is it so difficult to draw Muslims into the streets to demonstrate massive human rights abuses that are happening against other Muslims, and never mind Jews and Christians, in the name of our God? In the name of our God.
Whatever religion, Christian, Catholic, there's only one God.
Quite frankly, I think at the end of the day, it is politically correct and safe, physically and otherwise, to be protesting something that comes out of a Western country, whether it's France, whether it's America, but politically unsafe and physically unsafe within our own communities, in Muslim communities, to be protesting our own violations of human rights.
So God doesn't seem like anything to you?
No, he doesn't.
I mean, as Muslims, the Quran is pretty clear. It says the concept of Trinity, the concept of Jesus being God and divine, is not correct.
Will they also lead the fight against the stoning of women in the world of Islam, against murder, against torture, against slavery in countries that are ruled by Islamist regimes? So I think there's a lot of double standards here that we Muslims have to own up to. Reform means obviously not taking the Quran literally, but it also means not taking multiculturalism literally. Whether in fact in mainstream Islam, it is okay to be questioning the divinity of the Quran in terms of rediscovering the very basis on which our pluralistic society is built, which is freedom of expression and engagement.
Some people don't believe in God.
That thing just happened.
And some people do.
He's here, though, that we've got, by his own words, an irreconcilable difference between Christianity and Islam.
Why? What is everyone so afraid of? Have some guts. What is everyone so afraid of? Have some guts. Got to step up to the plate as individual Muslims and say, enough is enough. I'm taking back my faith.
We're running out of time
that's
here.
I don't harp on that difference, yeah. Because...
I understand. We're running out of time. I just have to wrap it up and say I understand where you're coming from. There are these differences. There are these distinctions. And I think, you know, I see irreconcilable differences between these faiths in many ways, in the way God is characterized and the way Jesus is perceived and so forth. And I think if there's one thing we can agree on, that's the kind of conversations that ought to be taking
that
place.
That is the most important thing,
okay.
Absolutely.
Well, Deborah and Hesham...
That's what we're all about, is trying to get people to talk to each other. Uh-huh. It's the only way.
Well, I disagree with Marcia, Charlene, and Trudy.
However, along with Islam and Christianity, Judaism does insist that some turgid and contradictory and sometimes evil and mad texts, obviously written by fairly unexceptional humans, are in fact the Word of God. I think that the indispensable condition of any intellectual liberty is the realization that there is no such thing.
What is the one question you most want to see answered?
How does subjective consciousness work? How does it evolve? What's going on? When I have my own private feelings and you have your own private feelings, what happens when I see something red? What is it that makes the redness? What is it that makes the smell of onions? What is it that gives the subjective sensation that I know I have and I suspect you have, but I can never know what's going on inside your head?
And the other possibility is that it's something that really is not going to be explainable in the way that we understand physical explanation, that it really is kind of beyond us to get there.
In their confusion to deceive.
And I will...
You're saying forever.
I'm saying forever. My hunch is I'm sort of sitting here waiting for a genius. I really am, and it sounds kind of dumb, but we need somebody who is going to be able to get it. You know, just get it. Of course, there are lots of religious people who think we don't have to get it, you know, that it's just, your brain is just there, and everything that you think is actually ethereal.
But you're almost suggesting that the explanation is beyond science.
It's beyond, I think, the way we do science now. Yeah.
Maybe he's right. Maybe there is something the matter with me.
God.
natural fact or unnatural fiction. This decision is your heads to decide. And if it does, you will. And the next step will be yours to remove your blindfold and take the It's All in Your Head message out of this building, out to all of those unable to attend this broadcast. Thank you for supporting Carry Out Philosophy. Thank you for supporting the future. This has been It's All in Your Head FM.
Weatherman speaking. Thanks for listening.
To create is divine. To reproduce is human. Man Ray.
Well, did you have an idea about God?
No, I never did.
Well, have you an idea about God now?
No.
Operator disconnect.